starting things off on the Bear Williams show. A soul classic from the late 1960s from Booker T and the MGs. Thanks to Peter Katrine for the past 2 hours. Very good show there. This is Radio Mersey Waves on 244 meters, 1242 kilohertz, and the medium wave band. Well, when I was coming back into Merseyside on Saturday evening, I noticed, I'll just take a look here and see the format, because I've forgotten what his name is, actually. We've got a relatively new DJ on. I think he's on Saturday evenings. Can't quite see the format at the moment. I'm just looking around for it now. Well, unfortunately, can't see the format, so I can't quite remember what his name was. But anyway, he was doing a rather interesting soul music show and playing a lot of soul music from the late 1960s and early 70s. There's just one little thing he was doing wrong, unfortunately. His speech levels were far too low. And just outside Liverpool, coming back in, it sounded as though there was no announcer on the station at all. It just sounded like non-stop music. I want to turn the car radio, we could just faintly hear his voice, so if he's listening there, perhaps he'll try and speak a bit louder into the microphone in future, because it's better to speak a bit too loud into the microphone, distort a little bit, rather than have it so low there's people listening in on a car radio or at any distance can't hear you. So anyway, it was doing a very rather interesting show there, because the soul music of the late 1960s was, it was sort of ahead of its time, if one can say that, because a lot of it would go down well in the 80s if it was re-released. You had artists like Wilson Pickett, James, what's his name, forgotten what his name is now, James, can't remember it now, but he was one of the major artists from 64 to the late 1960s. Anyway, one of the classic soul groups of the late 1960s was Booker T and the MGs. They did a lot of instrumental music, and that was one that I just played from them. I'm going to feature another from the same LP, probably not available now, this particular LP. It'd be very difficult to get hold of, I would think. Anyway, it's from the LP Booker T and the MGs, Doing Our Thing, and this is track one, side one. Was track one, side one. Unfortunately, because of the fact that the headphone hook has gone missing somewhere, I've just been fumbling around here. I haven't had time to cue another record, unfortunately. It's gone missing somewhere, and I had no space because I brought my radio monitor up where I monitor the medium wave signal directly here, and just been fumbling around. So I'm going to feature another one from this Booker T and the MGs LP, Doing Our Thing, from 1968. It was released in 1968. And this one's one probably that was well ahead of its time, a sound that was well ahead of its time for the late 1960s. And this is titled The Beat Goes On, from Booker T and the MGs. That's Booker T and the MGs there, from an LP released in 1968. Anyway, shortly I'll be covering the recent raids that we've had here on Radio Mersey Waves. The last raid being the 8th of March, approximately 3 weeks ago. I haven't been on since then. It was on the Sunday before that took place, and that one took place on the Tuesday morning, just after 10:30 on Tuesday morning, the 8th of March this year. We started to go 7 days on a trial basis to make up for lost airtime because of the previous raid. Anyway, unfortunately, the DTI did a lot of things that we thought they wouldn't do. I mean, they really bent over backwards to get us off the air, so to speak, and did all kinds of things, which I'll go into a little bit later. And as I said, well, they did a lot, really, and unfortunately, at the present time, they haven't got time to cope with the situation in respect of doing all what was required to in order for the station to continue on a 7 day basis. Hopefully we'll have another go perhaps later this year at going 7 days, but just at the moment I personally haven't got the time myself to put in the enormous amount of work that is required to keep the station on the air on a 7 day basis, because the DTI tend to clamp down very heavily. They do, but there did seem to be a general clampdown, actually, because there was a few other stations raided as well, and lots of raids going on down in London. Anyway, I'll come back to that shortly. Getting the show underway now with this one from Diana Ross and the Supremes from 1966. My World Is Empty Without You.
Me to carry.
Well, to give you brief details of the raids by the DTI, first of all, as you probably already know, on the 5th of February, this is the first attempted raid this year. There was an attempted raid on Radio Mersey Waves on the 5th of February, Friday lunchtime. And when they went to an empty place, empty flat, got the wrong place there. Anyway, shortly after they'd raided there, they went to this empty flat where they thought our station was radio, that's also Radio Mersey Waves. They then went on to another pirate radio station, which was on at the time, which is now folded as a result of the raid, an indirect kind of result. And that was North Coast Radio. They raided that approximately, probably half an hour after they'd raided this empty location of ours, on the 5th of February. They raided North Coast Radio, and North Coast Radio haven't been back on since that particular day. And they were going to come back on, and I've spoke to them myself, and they were in fact going to come back on, but unfortunately finances, there was some dispute over financial arrangements for new equipment and so on, so they split up, and it doesn't look as though they'll be back on again. So it looks as though the DTI was successful on that occasion with NCR, unfortunately. Anyway, as a result of this, what happened, an indirect result of the raid on NCR, a station that had been on the air many years ago returned, SCR, rather similar names, aren't they? SCR actually returned as an indirect result of that. That's if I've got the information correct, so don't quote me exactly on this. If anybody connected with the stations is listening, don't get all upset because I've said perhaps something which wasn't exactly correct. But as I understand the situation, that is the way it seemed. So about 2 weeks later, about mid-February, something like that, SCR returned to the air on their old channel. Anyway, things went quietly until the 26th of February, when unfortunately, due to circumstances beyond our control here at Mersey Waves, we lost a medium wave transmitter. What happened really, shouldn't really say this over the air, but what really happened was, the place where the medium wave transmitter was, the fella actually moved out. So to get on the air for that weekend of the 26th of February, we were forced into a situation, because we couldn't get hold of various other people, we were forced into a situation of going in this place which was basically, we figured, was known to the DTI. So we took a chance, and we figured it would be 50-50 risk as to whether it got raided or not, and unfortunately it did. And unfortunately, I lost a medium wave transmitter, unfortunately, there. Well, that was one of the old Mersey Wave ones, too, which was used a lot in 1985, that particular one. So it was a bit of a loss, that one was. Not a great loss, because it's designed by my standards now, was a bit obsolete, actually. It was a bit of an obsolete transmitter, a bit of an obsolete design, because it used a system of modulation, which I just wanted to do a transmitter of a certain power very quickly, and had the equipment available to do it, very large valve amplifiers for the modulation. So it was done with that in mind, and as I said, they got it. Rather unfortunate, on the 26th of February. Anyway, we came back on the Monday, the 29th of February, from another location, an entirely new location, on the Monday morning at 9 o'clock, because I was out of the area at the time, and we couldn't get back on the following day after the raid. As I said, they raided on the 26th of February, the Friday afternoon, and I couldn't really get it back on for the Saturday or Sunday because I was out of the area. And I got back for the Sunday night, and we set it up on Sunday night and came on Sunday morning, the 29th of February 1988. And unfortunately on the Monday afternoon, shortly after lunchtime, the DTI was spotted outside again, only 2 days after taking the first transmitter. So because our situation wasn't secure in our opinion, we decided to turn off just after lunchtime on that Monday afternoon of 29th of February. However, when we came back on the Friday, the first Friday in March, the Friday prior to the 8th of March, no, actually it was the Thursday actually, we came on early, the Thursday morning, I think it must have been the 2nd or the 3rd of March, Thursday morning we came on, with another transmitter, a new transmitter that I'd installed. And we decided to go 7 days on a trial basis to make up the lost airtime on a temporary basis. We were looking towards doing 3 or 4 weeks on a 7 day basis to make up for our lost airtime. And we went to fairly considerable lengths to make try and make things reasonably secure on this temporary basis for the 7 days. However, unfortunately, when the DTI raided the station, us, on the Tuesday morning, the 8th of March, they went to very considerable lengths to find our transmitter. They executed a search warrant on a flat where they thought it was, and when it wasn't there, they went on the roof of this tower block, they did. And they went to, as I said, I'm not going to go into a lot of details on this, but they went on the roof, which we didn't really expect them to do. They were seen walking along the side of the roof where a clean 130-foot drop below them, and they were just walking along there, looking around down the side of the roof, looking at our aerial and the various wires that were going to it. And as I said, we didn't really expect them to do that, but they must have been a bit overzealous, if that's the correct word for it, or over-enthusiastic, because he had no safety harnesses on or anything, and they were obviously not insured if they fall. You'd only have to make a little slip, and they could have just went straight over there. One little slip, and that would have been it. But anyway, unfortunately, as a result of their determination, we unfortunately lost another transmitter on the 8th of March. So the weekend following the 8th of March, I decided that unfortunately and very reluctantly, I decided we'd have to stay off the air for that particular weekend, because I couldn't afford to put the required amount of time in to do more transmitters, because I'm very busy at the present time. I've got a lot of other things to do, and I expect to be busy up until about midsummer, exceptionally busy. So therefore, I haven't really got the time to be completing transmitters. So I figured really that we'd have to make it more secure than it was previous, or make it reasonably secure anyway. And we stayed off the air for that particular weekend, and we came back on, and we both reluctantly, me and Keith, decided to go back to the 4 days a week. But we are doing an extra day actually. We're running Thursdays at the moment, just to make up for some of the lost airtime. And that's just basically the situation up to the present day. The only other aspects that I've not covered is the DTI raided other stations as well. After raiding us on the 8th of March, we were off. I decided, as I said, to stay off that weekend because, as I said, I couldn't really cope with the situation, the amount of work that was involved in in completing transmitters. I've got quite a few that need completing, that need wiring up, need a fair bit of wiring on them. I've got quite a few of them, but they need actual completion. They are built, but as I said, they need completion doing on them. I did have a transmitter, a couple of transmitters available that I could have went on with the following weekend. The one was a very large one, which has now got the nickname Chernobyl, but I decided against that, and I decided it would be best to stay off that weekend after the raid on the 8th of March, so that we could, make our operation as safe as we possibly could. Anyway, SCR was still going on the air. They were still on, doing Sundays only, doing all-day Sundays. And unfortunately, it was a Sunday the 13th of March, they were raided, very unfortunate that, and they lost their equipment. And I must say, I was very sorry, I felt very sorry for them really, because they'd only done four Sundays, daytime broadcasts, and they lost all the equipment, so I felt very sorry for them indeed really, you know, I mean, just 4 days on the air to lose all the equipment. I mean, it's very, very bad, that, really. They also raided another radio station over the water, too, by the name of Atlantis, Radio Atlantis. And also got the equipment there on the same weekend. I think that was on the Saturday, the 12th of March. So they've been having a big clampdown, the DTI. I've been getting all the stations off, clearing off the airwaves. So I suppose he must be disappointed to hear us back on the air, that we're still on. We've been back on, well, it's 3 weeks ago when most of the raids took place. So I suppose he must be a little bit disappointed there, the DTI. Anyway, as I said, at the moment, I'm too busy really to cope with any losses of equipment, a large scale loss of equipment where we're losing transmitters like every couple of weeks. It would be a bit much for me to cope with really at the present time, as I've got too many other things to do. But had it not been for that, we would have continued on the 7-day basis. Anyway, plans for the future after midsummer, when I should hopefully have more time. Basically, we'll probably have another go at the 7 days and another bash at the 7 days in spite of the DTI. We'll probably have another bash at that, but we haven't really decided on that. And we'll probably also go on the FM as well when I have time to do the additional transmitters required for the FM side of for an FM outlet for Radio Mersey Waves. So there's quite a few future plans we actually have here on Radio Mersey Waves, but at the moment I'm basically keeping everything down to the bare minimum to maintain the station on the air, because as I said, I haven't got the time to cope with a battle, as one might say, against the DTI, where the DTI are trying to raid us all the time and trying to get us off the air all the time. So we reluctantly decided to go back and stop the 7 days for the present time. Round this off by saying that Keith and myself, we've done a lot of work, and Keith has certainly done a lot of work in addition to managing the station. He's been helping me out with all these very nasty little jobs that we have to do to get the station on the air, with aerials and one thing and another and setting up equipment. And he's spent quite a lot of time, in addition to his ordinary just doing the manager bit on the station, he spent quite a lot of time on that. And myself, as I said, I spent a lot of time as well, because I did complete another transmitter which is currently on the air, which we're currently using now. I did in fact have two though, after the last raid, I did in fact have two, and I still have them ready to go on the air, but I didn't really want to use them because one was a bit too large for what I want to do for my outlook at the present time, and the other one was just a little bit too small actually. But it would have got us back on the air, so it wasn't really, we didn't really decide to stay off the air for that weekend of the 12th and 13th of March because of the lack of a transmitter. It was really that we felt that we needed more time to try and tighten up our security here at the station.
Every day now seems...
Anyway, I think that just about rounds things off for the basic news, the basic Radio Mersey Waves news in respect of the raids. And what we hope to do in the future, we hope to go on the FM as well and maybe do 7 days. I've considered the possibility of running high transmitter power, in other words over 500 watts, but I regret to say that at the present time I've decided to dismiss it because of the interference problems that would be involved. And what I mean by that, when you tend to run a transmitter over the power of about 400 watts, or even at the power of 400 watts, it tends to interfere with things like videos and TVs. Even though there's nothing wrong with the transmitter itself, it's just that videos and TVs and various equipment just isn't designed for working in the vicinity of a very powerful radio signal. So this signal tends to just come through on just about anything, and in fact if it's strong enough it can actually come through on the fillings in your teeth. That's the gold fillings, if the signal's actually strong enough. So for that reason I've tended to dismiss it, certainly for the present time, any very high power. Although what I may do, one thing I've considered for the future, is possibly a Radio Mersey Waves DX program, where we'd actually switch over or come on very high power for a limited period of time and hopefully be able to be picked up all over the country. But I've not really looked into that in great detail yet, but I think that would probably be the best use for any very high power, is just sort of run it for a very limited period of time, say one evening a week or something like that, and get out a very long range just for that limited period of time. That would make any interference problems that there was more acceptable, I would have thought. Anyway, let's get on with the show now, the Bert Williams Show for this Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday. We're going to go back now to 1964 with this one from Adam Faith, a classic from 64. Well, I regret to say that there seems to be a problem here with the cartridge in the right-hand turntable. So I'll try and re-cue it again, because it wasn't coming out then. Okay, it's Adam Faith from 1964, Message to Martha.
Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky bluebird, fly away and take a message to Martha, message to Martha. She sings each night in some cafe in her search to find wealth and fame. I hear Martha has gone and changed her name. It's a year since lucky bluebird fly away and take a message to Martha, message to Martha. Tell her I love her more each day. No, rich or poor, I will always love her so.
Well, apologies there regarding the record jump in there. It's the headphones again. As I said, the headphone hook has gone missing here, and they just fell onto the record. There's nowhere to put them, really. We had them hanging at the side of the decks, but unfortunately there's nowhere to put them, and I only use them for cueing. I do, actually. I think, just listening there, there seemed to be some slight distortion there. Not quite sure what it was. Anyway, going back now to 1969, with this one from the Loving Spoonful from 1969. The Loving Spoonful there, and Do You Believe in Magic? Well, I'm getting a bit of a comedy situation here. Actually, the headphones fell on the floor again while I was trying to cue a record. Anyway, I haven't been able to cue it properly. Anyway, it's by Gene Pitney, this one. Backstage is the title. Thank you.
for tonight. I sing my songs, my star shines bright. I stop and smile, I take my bow. I'm famous now, I've come so far, a famous fool. I'm lonely all the time. When I sign my autograph, when I hold an interview, can't get you out of my mind. Come back, my love, come back to me. I need you now, so desperately. What the fame, it's just a game.
That's another one there from the Lovin' Spoonful, a classic instrumental sound there from the Lovin' Spoonful. Night Owl Blues is the title of that particular one. From the Loving Spoonful from 1968. Just one other thing I'd like to say, because of which I forgot, actually. I was saying about Keith been helping out quite a lot. In addition to doing the job as station manager, he's been helping out quite a bit with all these nasty little jobs that I have to do, actually, to get the station on the air. And he's been climbing on roofs and things like that. I'd also like to say thanks to Mark Newman and Billy for the help that they've also been giving us in that respect, because they've been doing a lot as well. A lot of these nasty jobs that we have to do to get on the air, such as climbing on roofs and going on roofs of these multi-storey tower blocks and things like that. And that was where, as I said, the DTI took us a bit by surprise, because we didn't expect them to actually just walk around on roofs of multi-storey tower blocks. We didn't look in to see where there might be aerials and things like that, and just walking along the edge and looking down the side. So they must have been obviously pretty keen, the DTI. Anyway, let's get back to the music now here on Mersey Waves on 244 metres. I'm Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. A record now from the Dave Clark 5.
Wish they hadn't seen you walk away and heard me beg you stay. Please stay. Why did we choose this crowded place? They all know it, 'cause I show it in my face. Everybody knows you said goodbye. Everybody knows we're through. Now they all can see the tears I cry running down my face for you. They all said it's too good to be true. He'll make a fool of you. One day I just laughed and said our love was strong, but you left me and they all know I was wrong. Everybody knows you're tired of me. Everybody knows we're through. Though I'm on my own, I can't be free. Maybe I just live for you. Everybody knows you said goodbye. Everybody knows we're through. Now they all can see the tears I cry running down my face for you. Everybody.
The Dave Clark 5 from the 1960s, late 1960s, Everybody Knows. Well, I was going to just round things off. There's so many aspects and so many things to say about these raids and the trouble that we've had here at Radio Mersey Waves with the Department of Trade and Industry trying to get us off the air, that one can't remember everything, because I'm not working by a script. I just go by work things out as I go along and feel what I say, what I shouldn't get me words the wrong way round, say what I feel inclined to say. And the thing is, it does seem rather clear that there is a heavy clampdown going on at the moment, and that the DTI and the government are going to get do quite a lot to get most pilot radio stations off the air. There's been a lot of raids going on down in London. There's quite a lot of stations on in London on the FM. There's very few on the medium wave, but there's quite a lot on FM. The reason for this being that the equipment using semiconductors, transistors and things is very easily available, and it's readily available. So it's generally it's a lot easier to get on the FM from an equipment point of view than what it is for the medium wave, because with the medium wave there's not too many satisfactory transistors designed for the medium wave because of the way the SWR ratio tends to vary with medium wave aerials. That's the basic reason, and the transistors that are designed for the VHF are sort of overrun, as one might say. So if they were used on the medium wave, they'd obviously just go up in smoke, they would, because of they've got to be matched into a very low SWR ratio, as one might say. Anybody that knows anything about CBs will have a rough idea what I'm talking about. And they go up in smoke very easily, so they're overrated really, but they're quite satisfactory for the FM. And I suppose the aerial side's easier as well with the FM, but of course you don't get quite as good a coverage as you do on the medium wave. Anyway, as I said, the DTR clamping down quite a lot, so if we are off the air for the occasional weekend, don't worry, we will be back on. We may be off the air for a week or two, maybe 2 weeks at the most, if we do have a lot of problems with the DTI. I don't think we'll be off all that long. We'll be back on probably, in most instances, we'll be back on the day after a raid, or the same weekend, or the following weekend, as a general rule. Well, speaking conservatively, I would say that we could, if things went very bad, we could be off the air for maybe a couple of weekends at the most. Well, we wouldn't expect to be off for longer than that, but that's the position. So, as I say, further action from the DTI against us here at Radio Mersey Waves may come at any time from this point onwards. It may be tomorrow, maybe next weekend, or the weekend after. We can't say at the moment, it's a bit of an unknown quantity as to when they're going to act again. Well, let's get back to the music now. Another classic from the early 19s, well, it's late 1950s, this one. A sentimental type of record, similar to the previous one I've played. And this is The Platters from 1959.
Without my love.
Well, that's the full version of Radio Merseyway's theme here on Mersey Waves on this Easter Sunday with me, Bert Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock. I've got a sort of good record now for Easter Sunday. I've been playing a few, actually, ones that are particularly suitable for an Easter Sunday afternoon. Another one now, which is rather good. It's by Lulu from the late 1960s again. This is Lulu, and When He Touches Me is the title of this particular one.
put on a gown that touches the ground.
There from 1966, See Emily Play. This is Radio Merseywaves on 244 metres, 1242 kilohertz, with me, Bears Williams, taking you through till 5 o'clock this afternoon. We go throughout the weekend. Slight crackle, I think, on this. Apologies about that on this mic slider here, yeah? So I'm taking you through till 5 o'clock, and we're on right the way through until 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And we go right the way through till about 3 or 4 a.m. tonight, or the, tomorrow morning. And we're on all day tomorrow, Easter Monday. And we run in approximately 5 days every week at the moment. That's all day Thursday, all Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, which is pretty good, really. It's not just days, but evenings as well, and all some of the early hours of the morning. So we're doing pretty well, really. Anyway, here's a rather nice record for Easter, another rather good record for an Easter Sunday, and it's by Marianne Faithfull. From 66. That's a rather cute record there, Marianne Faithfull. Well, good for the Easter eggs there, the little bird that flies and then he dies. As I assume, must have been quite a few eggs eaten this Easter. Anyway, when I started the show off, I said quite a bit about soul hits from the late 1960s, and I played a few by Booker T and the MGs. Well, here's another hit from 67. And this is by a group called the Bar Kays, 1967. Soul Finger is the title of this one. We'll be right back. Well, not so long ago, I played a record by the Mamas and the Papas, one of the great classics of the 60s, one of the biggest hits, the most well-known record from the Mamas and the Papas, Mundi Mundi. And I played that not so long ago, probably about 10, 15 minutes ago, or something like that, maybe a bit longer. Can't remember now offhand. But anyway, this is going to make a change, because I don't think there's many people must have heard any other versions of Mundi Mundi. Well, anyway, this is one by Marianne Faithfull, because I just played Marianne Faithfull before the last record, and this is her version of Mundi Mundi, and I think it would be rather interesting to hear for anybody who likes the Mamas and the Papas record, because this is another version of it, as I said, by Marianne Faithfull. I think that'll do for that one. I think I'll just make a little preview, actually, as it's really, apologies there regarding that slight break. I think that'll do for that Marianne Faithfull one, as it's not exactly all that, I don't think it's all that fantastic, really, so I'll give that one a miss. Get on with this one now by the another soul record from 67. Well, it's the wrong one, actually, that I've actually queued up there. So I'll just take another look here and see if I can find the one that I was actually looking for. Apologies regarding that. Let's try this one. Otis Redding, now this is the one that I wanted. Let me come home.
Yeah.
classic there from the Rolling Stones, the last time from 1965. Well, I haven't really said a lot on this show apart from giving basic coverage on the raids and the various future plans for the station, so I haven't really made many casual comments about things generally. Anyway, this is something that might amuse you, might cause you to giggle maybe just a little bit. It depends on your particular sense of humour. But that fella, what's his name? I can't actually even remember his name. He's a fella that used to do that Quincy series, thing that used to be on the ITV. I don't know if you've ever seen it. He plays the part of a doctor pathologist. And it's the series was called Quincy. Well, anyway, I was watching the film a week or two, not so very long ago. He was playing another part in another film, and in my opinion, this was his most suitable role. He was just really made for this particular bit that he played in this film. What it was, you see, he was gambling in the casino. Well, he was owing quite a bit of money to these fellas that were running the casino. He borrowed quite a bit, and he had to go in the office to see this fella who was the one who worked out about the debt the debt repayments. And he said, well, you know, you're gonna have to be a little, you're not being quick enough, you know, you're gonna have to make more of an effort to pay back here, yeah? And as he was saying this, these two other fellas got hold of him. And they put him, this office was probably about several floors up, and they put him over the balcony, and you had one fella holding each ankle, you see, from about seven floors up, and he just simply said, next time, nobody holds the ankles. Rather interesting, and that was, in my opinion, his most suitable way. He was just really made for that part, really. I don't really think he fitted the Quincy part too well, actually. You know, he didn't really fit the part of the Quincy. That was his best bit there, where he was actually actually hung over the balcony with one fella holding each ankle, and he was told if he doesn't pay up soon, nobody holds the ankles next time. Well, anyway, that prompted me back into thinking, this is quite some years ago, when there was some fella involved in pirate radio. He'd done a lot of bad things, crossed a lot of people, annoyed a lot of people, and this is exactly what was going to happen to him. He was going to be held over the balcony from a multi-story tower block from about 13, 14 floors up, with one fella holding each ankle, and he was going to be told, next time it happens, nobody will be holding the ankles. In other words, next time nobody holds the ankles. But unfortunately, well, fortunately for this fella anyway, he wasn't where he should have been, so the lads that were going to do it that night, well, couldn't actually get home.